Monday morning.
What? It's Monday already?
How was your weekend?
Not nearly long enough.
Today's a big day.
What do you mean?
Today's the day
we can all go back to work.
You're a weirdo.
Why is that?
I hate Mondays. Mondays are the worst.
No, that's optimistic.
I admire your optimism.
So that means it is opposite day.
Nope, it's just Monday.
But it's also
showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Good Monday to you. I hope everybody had an amazing weekend. I know I did with family and friends and patriots, those who are united to make this a better place, a better America, a free America, and a law-abiding America. It's going to be great. This is going to be the time of our lives. Watch politics, though, between here and now, because I can pretty much guarantee you that a three-time elected assemblywoman is going to be appointed to the seat held by Ben Kiekhefer. Because, well, he resigned to go to the, Gaming Control Board. Imagine that, where he's making a whole lot of money, probably I'd say four times more than the average citizen makes, than the average person here in Northern Nevada, four, maybe even five times more. So this assemblywoman, Lisa Krasner, we'll get more information on here in just a moment. I've got a special guest calling into the program. 884-9910. You're always a special guest as well. So don't take that the wrong way. Anytime you want to call. But yeah, we're going to get some more details on that because I just don't trust people who are appointed. And I'm currently running against Lisa Krasner for that seat. But I tell you, I'm not even going to put my name in to be appointed. Because of the basic fact that I want to be elected by you. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan Carson City. Check out the all-new 2022 Frontier in stock at Nissan Carson City. A hell of a truck. But today's poll question, kind of a little tongue-in-cheek. I know a few of you out there know what it means. But for the rest of the people who aren't watching the news anymore, who haven't been to a college football game or a country concert because they were shouting it at Toby Keith as well. Do you know what Let's Go Brandon means? 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Friday's poll question, would you become or will you become more involved in the 2022 primary election? This makes my heart sing. 81% of those participating said yes. I will become more involved. I will lead a precinct. I will get involved in the Washoe County Central Committee and the Republican Party and my party wherever I'm at. So I think that's absolutely fantastic. All right, let's go to the talk and text line and check in with one of my favorite callers, because she keeps us informed on what the county is doing and not doing. Joining us right now is Cindy Martinez. Cindy, thank you for being on the program today. So are you recovered from yesterday at all?
Oh, good morning, Monica. You know, my aches have pains.
I have pain in muscles I didn't know existed.
Man, it was a fabulous event, total engagement, 159% energy, conservatism, patriots gathering together, talking about, you know, solutions for the future. And so I don't mind that my hair hurts right now. I'm grateful to be engaged with the people of this great county.
Yeah, they absolutely. And actually, we had people from multiple counties there. We had people come up from Douglas. We had people from Carson. So it was good for everyone. And we'll do it again. We'll do it again.
Absolutely.
But let's talk about what's going on with the Washoe County Commission as pertaining to the vacant seat in the Nevada State Senate and the appointment of a possible person. So what do you know about what's going on so far?
My understanding of the process as it was outlined to me is that anybody who is interested in being considered to fill the seat previously held by State Senator Ben Kiekhefer is that they need to get in front of their county commissioners, and that would be not only in Washoe County, but also in Carson City, because, of course, the district covers both jurisdictions. And I guess as those people go through the process and talking to the commissioners and making their pitch for appointment, then the county commissions will make a respective a choice out of the people that they've interviewed. And according to the website today, I saw that they've posted for a special meeting on November 10th. It's a concurrent meeting held virtually, for Washoe County Commission and the Carson City Commission. So it looks like November 10th is going to be the selection day.
Okay.
There is no process that's written. There aren't any rules. It was conveyed to me, if you're interested, get in front of these people, make your pitch. It's part of the, I hate to say this, but it's part of the good old boy network, you know, getting your faces and your time in front of the people who are supposed to be making the decision. But I would say ultimately, though, that people in Washoe County and Carson City should be emailing their respective representatives and letting them know who they want and support to represent them for that vacant position. You know, it shouldn't be up to, it comes back to the people on the Washoe County, on the county commissions. They are representative bodies. Each one of those district people represents the people in their districts. And the way our system of government was founded was representative government. So those people, let's say my representative on the county commission is Von Hartung, and I can say with full-throated dissatisfaction that he does not represent my interest and my beliefs and thoughts and feelings on how Washoe County should be directed. But so we need to bring pressure to those representatives to let them know what it is that we the people want.
Yeah, we don't want to see somebody who's running for that seat, or at least my opinion. I don't want to see somebody appointed to that seat who is going to be running for that seat, because that just shows, you know, typical politics. The one thing that I'm concerned about is in looking, you know, through the paperwork, it says most qualified. I'm pretty sure that when our founding fathers put, you know, offices together and what people should be doing in politics, there was nothing in there that said electing the most qualified. It's about electing we the people to speak for the people of by for, you know, that whole thing, rather than people who have been in politics for decades upon decades and just changing titles.
Indeed. And, you know, my understanding and my recollection of history, American history, and understanding of American system of government is that these positions were never meant to be career positions. You know, back in the days of our founding, you know, farmers, shop owners, scribes, attorneys, pick out any various area of expertise. They were citizen legislators. And they went to their respective seats of government. They conducted the people's business, and then they went home and took care of what their primary means of support was. And now it's turned into a money and influence peddling operation. Mm-hmm. And you know that's right. And of course, that kind of mentality is being shaken out here locally at the Washoe County Republican Party, as you have previously reported. And it's unfortunate too. But I think what's happening right now is that more and more people are being awakened. That this is what cracks me up, is that they put us into, quote, quarantine and shutdown, closed everybody's business, told you shall stay home. And what did we have time to do besides research? Mm-hmm. And the more we researched, the more information was surfaced, the more that we found out how our livelihoods and our future had been sold down the pike to people that did not have our best interest at heart, is now fueling the patriotism and the civic engagement of the people that are coming forward and starting to fight for representative government once again.
Well, and that's where people have to take a step back and ask themselves, okay, this is for a district seat. The party knows, or the state knows, every single person, whether they are registered or not, who lives in that district. Why can't a ballot just be put together and sent to those people? It's a simple, easy process. But instead of letting we the people, instead of letting the people of that district decide, they're letting a few elites decide. And that's sad. We need to get out of that.
It is. It is. And you know, what's interesting is one of the people who is interested in that position is current Assemblywoman Lisa Krasner. And I think she's starting to feel the heat from the citizenry who are demanding accountability. I posted a particularly pointed tweet on my Twitter feed, and she blocked me. She blocked me on Twitter. She said, when you present unpalatable truths to the people who are sitting in positions of power, this is what they do to the citizens, is they shut you up, they shut you down, and they expect you to take what they serve you. We aren't doing that anymore. Yeah. And I like your idea about sending out an election for a special election to let those people in that district elect the person that they want to represent their interest in the legislature. I think that's a very good idea. And perhaps once we regain the legislature in 2022, I'm putting that out to the universe, and I believe we will be successful in that. We can start turning this ship around. And, you know, this isn't just about conservative voices. This is about freedom and liberty for all, regardless of what one's political affiliation is. And you've been very articulate in expressing that it's not just about conservatives, Republicans, that sort of thing. You have been very articulate and pointed that you will be a voice for everyone. And that's what we need. We need leaders, elected representatives who are going to represent everybody and not their pocketbook.
Well, I can't wait until all of your research is done for everything that you're doing as an activist, because I can't wait to see you sitting in government of We the People as well. Cindy Martinez, thank you so much for joining me today. And you know, you've got the number on speed dial. You are welcome back anytime to let us know and let the listeners know what's going on that they need to know about.
Yes, ma'am.
There is a
Board of County Commissioners meeting tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., the usual troop and stomp with the security screen. There's a brief agenda that's up for tomorrow. There's nothing of great import. Well, there's always great import. It's a smaller agenda tomorrow. I will not be able to attend tomorrow, but I invite everybody to go and talk to the county commission about these COVID restrictions. We need to declare an end to the public health emergency and regain our freedom.
Exactly. 100%. Thank you, Cindy, for joining me. And I will talk to you again real soon.
Thank you, ma'am. Have a good day.
You too. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local, FM Talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today and so much to share. And as I mentioned, as we were wrapping up the 10 o'clock hour, I wanted to bring you good news, because it's something that isn't really highlighted and you need to know. One of the stories that I brought you Friday, this is from out of Washington State. Dozens of Washington State ferry sailings were canceled Friday due to staffing shortages across numerous routes. So what does that mean? It means they're requiring shots of the clot shot, and people aren't doing it. Boy, and you think, with as liberal as Washington State is, that they'd be jumping on bandwagon for that? No? Nope, nope, nope. This is pretty awesome. Somebody asked me about this yesterday, and it was pretty much the proof that we need that we're winning. Because people are starting, companies are starting to back down. The Sheet Metal, Air, Rail, and Transportation Union, also known as SMART, with 203,000 members, announced it will stand against forced vaccines. So my favorite story of the day is that the Delta Airlines, Southwest already meagerly came out and did it, but Delta Airlines CEO is taking a defiant stand against vaccine mandates, and he's praising, imagine this, respecting little RSPECT, you know? Come on, Aretha. A little respect for employees and not forcing them to get vaccinated. Respect. So for all those other companies out there that have no respect whatsoever for the personal choices of their employees, and I know there are a lot of people out there that are facing this, and they're saying, what do I do? What do I do? Sigal Chadha, running for Attorney General of the great state of Nevada. We conversed about this yesterday. Stand strong. Push back. Don't do it alone. Get with your other employees. Get with your coworkers that feel the same way. Because then they'll get it. They'll get it that we will push back against this. And like Delta, and like Southwest, like some hospitals across the country, the mandate is not in writing. No matter what people keep telling you, when they say, oh, but it's a mandate handed down by Joe Biden. Guess what? It's not. Tell them to show you the paperwork where it is an executive order that it is a mandate handed down from the so-called president of this country. I can guarantee you they won't be able to give you that information. And why? Because they think that if they just say it, that it'll become reality. That's not the way it works. If you're going to have a law, you have to go through Congress. And I know, as stupid as I say Congress is, they're not that dumb. Especially going into a primary election. They would never push that as law. So you get some guy who can't think straight. Just say, I'm mandating it. Here, just say this. And people will follow. People will be fined. Tell them to show you the OSHA paperwork, the OSHA regulations that says you have to do this. They won't be able to produce it. So stand proud, stand strong, because you're not alone. And that is what fears people the most, that they're out there by themselves. and you're not. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
the Monica Jay Show,
a patriot of the First Order,
on FM Talk 99.1. KKFT 92.3 FM Talk.
You got your opinions and I got mine.
And we need to share them. We need to share them. Don't be silent. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local FM Talk, your voice. So let's get to it. I'll bring you the poll question in just a moment. John's been waiting on the line, though, 884-9910. John, thanks for joining the program this morning.
Oh, you're very welcome, Monica. Thank you very much for taking the call. Hey, we attended the Reclaim Nevada Festival, my wife and I did yesterday, and other than all the topsoil that I brought home, why, it was a pretty nice event. I'm still washing the dirt out, too. But I did have a question. With such a turnout, and it was so newsworthy, why weren't any of the local stations there, any of the media? Was it maybe that we didn't want them there because their views are pretty slanted, or were they not invited, or they weren't interested, or all of the above?
Everybody's always invited, John. They were invited. People knew about it. So, I mean, we even talked personally with somebody from Channel 2, or not we, but one of my team did, and they were supposed to be there, and yeah, they don't care. They don't care when conservatives get together to talk about bringing conservatism back to Nevada. That's not something that interests them. So,
How very sad. I mean,
that's sad.
At 82, I still believe in the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus, so I guess I'm going to have to start toughening up a little bit. But boy, I'll tell you what, Monica, you did a great job. The speakers were great. We were writing down on the brochure some of the people running for the various offices and yourself. And anyway, thank you very, very much for taking the call. And thanks for being a spearhead and putting on that show. But, boy, it took a lot of people, and it was great. I had been out to Washoe Valley for a while, and, of course, next time the wind blows, I think I'll stop going out there too. But, no, it's a beautiful area. We're in Sparks. But, anyway, thanks again. Keep up the good work, and keep up the good fight. We're with you 150%, Monica.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it. And I'm glad you came out. And, you know, that topsoil we all took home, we can use for other things. I think I could actually plant a garden with what I brought home. All right, let's go back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. And thank Christina for joining us today on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Christina was one of our last speakers of the day yesterday. Christina Schwenke is the chair for the Story County Republican Party. And Christina, thanks for being here today.
Hey, Monica, thanks for having me. And I'm sure, as everybody's told you, thanks for having us out there yesterday. It was such a great, great event. You throw a great rally, and you had collected some of the finest people in Nevada out there.
Me and my friends throw a good party.
Yes, yeah, you do.
I had people asking me, did you have people like Sam Brown? Was Joey out there? It's like, yeah, we had all the top runners that the media ignores. I mean, even the Republican Party, the political elite, said Sam Brown can't win against Catherine Cortez Masto. And that is a bunch of BS. They just don't want him running against their chosen Adam Laxalt. So we had everybody out there.
I'd have to say, with the Sam Brown thing in Nevada, he's a pretty well supported candidate within the party. Mm-hmm. You know, like you're with the Chuck Muth talking about him and his fundraising efforts. You know, the political elite of Nevada, maybe, but the party and the people in the party, the people that have taken back the party. Sam Brown is really gaining a lot of traction and has a lot of donors and a lot of people rallying behind him. And it was nice to see him out there yesterday, being, you know, that he was able to meet with everybody and that you had him and you recognized what he's doing.
And somebody running against him, Bill Hockstedler, was there from Las Vegas. We had Mac Miller there from Las Vegas, who's running for lieutenant governor. And I, it just, you know, wait a minute. Lieutenant governor? Yes, lieutenant governor. Yeah. I keep getting Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of State, you know, so confused because we had so many multiple candidates for each seat. So we'll do it again. And Christina, you'll be invited again, too.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. You know what I think so interesting about the people that were out there yesterday is so many of them are actually people that are fighting for us and they're not even in a seat. You know, like with Mac Miller down in Las Vegas, like he's at those county commission meetings and school board meetings, and he's actually out there fighting for us. And he doesn't need a title to be doing that. That's just what he does.
Yeah.
You know, and so I feel like as we're like going into primary season, like looking at these people and saying who's fighting and who's not, who's actually out there and who's saying this is somebody else's job right now. You know, I'd have to give a huge shout out to Jim Marchant, who's running for Secretary of State. Like, I've heard some of his competitors speak, and it's like, oh, well, if I get into office, I'll be a great leader. Well, Jim Marchant's already a great leader. He's already out there fighting for us. So,
yeah, I brought up the subject of the NPRI conservative poll and, you know, what they were putting out. And I said, you know what? If you're not in the above 90% range, because Lisa Krasner is at 77 voting conservative, Ben Kiekeffer was at 68 or 66. Jim Marchant, above 90%. That's what we need more of.
Yes, absolutely. That is what we need more of, is people that are willing to fight for us, that aren't kowtowing to the Democrats. We just can't do that anymore.
So what do you want to tell people today?
So I actually wanted to talk about our state meeting this weekend in Winnemucca. You know, the Nevada State Republicans all jumped out to Winnemucca this weekend to meet and have our annual meeting. I think that, you know, as people have probably heard over and over again, we the people are taking back the Republican Party of the state of Nevada. And this weekend's meeting in Winnemucca really spoke to that. You know, Clark County, of course, I'm sure Melanie was on this morning talking about Washoe. Clark County got taken over by the people. So, you know, they had a membership of 75 people, and I think it's over 700 at this point. Getting out there and getting involved in their precincts, which I highly recommend if somebody hasn't done that, to get into become a committeeman in their precincts. We all went out to Winnemucca, and pretty much unanimously, it was 300-30, voted in Michael McDonald, Jim Hindle, who have been doing a wonderful job for the party there, 100% MAGA, fighting for us. And then, you know, you get with the state party, and it's really we the people coming together. We've got to, you know, really fight about what happened on November 3rd. We've got to expose all the voter fraud that happened. And, you know, you have 122,000 anomalies in Nevada, which is well over the margin of error. And then you're looking at, you know, and then we're looking forward and we're kind of having to play both sides. And so it was one of the things that I'm really passionate about is this isn't a they issue. It's not, oh, they in the state party need to do this. It's we need to do this. And so we came together, and more we's need to get together and start getting out there, getting those voter rolls cleaned up, getting Republicans registered, making sure that independents who love, you know, some of our Republican candidates like you are getting registered as Republicans so they can vote in the primary. So we don't have a situation where, you know, the independents don't have a voice in this, and or the libertarians. I mean, we've even got a lot of Bernie people right now, Democrats, moderate Democrats that are looking at what's going on saying, hey, there's some really great Republican candidates. Let's get them registered as Republicans. So there's a lot of work to be done, and it's we the people have to do it, and we the people that should have a voice in it. So and the state party is really excited about that and really pushing that, and they want we the people to be the owners of this party. So
yeah, I think that's something that came out yesterday is it doesn't matter what political party you sit with. If you believe in the Constitution, if you believe in people's individual rights, the sovereignty of this country, then you're an American. And we need to find those people who represent those values.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's the reality of politics today is you've got you know, the Democrats aren't representing we the people with their vaccine mandates, with their voter fraud. That's not a we the people party. Mm-hmm. And we've got great people rising up that they represent all of us, you know, and I think that's exciting. I think it's exciting to push out the globalists, push out the establishment, and take this country back to the constitutional way that we were.
And just, you know, watch out for the candidates who are running for Secretary of State who say that, you know, voter election fraud, and that's not their business. It's quite interesting to see what people believe their job as Secretary of State is. So, Christina, thank
you. My goodness, yeah.
I know. Thank you so much for joining me today. What's the best way, do you think, to tell people to get involved with their local parties?
You know, the best thing that you can do to get involved with your local party is to come out to a central committee meeting. WashoeprecinctStrategy.com is getting people involved with that, and I think that's a great program. In Story County, you can look me up, give me a call. I'll get you set up in Story, and every county has one. We all 17 states are aligned in this, and that, I think that's the best way you can get involved. If you are, you know, hesitant to join the Central Committee, I would suggest calling Beau Hamilton at the Northern Nevada GOP office and get involved with him as a volunteer. We need thousands of volunteers to be poll workers, poll watchers, door knockers, phone callers, you know, behind the scenes, whatever we have. So those are the best ways in my mind to get involved. And you're going to be welcomed with open arms. And it's really the greatest group of people you'll ever meet is the people you're going to be shoulder to shoulder with fighting.
Absolutely.
For our state.
Christina Schwanke, the chairman of Story County Republican Party, thank you so much for joining me today. And thank you for being out there yesterday. You gave a great, inspiring speech to just, you know, everybody. You don't have to be involved in politics for the last 20, 30 years to be passionate about it and to get involved now. So I'm glad you took the chairmanship and you said, yeah, I'm going to do this.
Thanks, Monica. I really appreciate you, and I really appreciate what you're doing. And I'm really excited to be shoulder to shoulder with you for the next, you know, year at least.
Absolutely.
And just
like the sign that your daughter carries, Sisalak is yucky. So.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. He is yucky. And we got to get these kids to fight with us, too, right?
That's right.
Train them up right.
That's right. Christina, thank you, because it's their future that we're fighting for. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada, live and local, right now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It is live and local on the Monica Jay Show. It's your voice, and I can't wait for it to be heard for everybody. And don't forget our podcasts. If you miss any part of the show today or any day, they're online at 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. We're going to wrap up the show today with Sam. Sam wants to talk about COVID. Thanks for calling into the program, Sam.
Yes, thank you so much for letting me get through, Monica. I had a quick question for you and for your listeners because I know they are so alert. But yesterday morning on a different radio station, I'm happy to say which one, but they had an ABC online news report that came through at 8 a.m. And it said very specifically that Republicans were disavowing a report, a 52-page report that was put out by another congressional member that was talking about how the jab was put out there on purpose to kill people. And when I tried to find out more, because the report was so fast and so not clear, I couldn't find anything on any search engine. I couldn't find anything on congressional websites. And when I called back at that news station to get more details, he couldn't find it either. And so I was hoping that maybe one of the other listeners had heard, and I know it's late in the show, maybe they can call tomorrow. Maybe we can find this thing and figure out what it was.
I will get on this today. I will make that my mission to see if I can find this or not. But that sounds very interesting, because that sounds some of our congressional team, you know, members out there like Marjorie Taylor Greene and people are trying to put out the truth. And so
they are. And I believe it started with a W, and I thought it was Wicker. But when I looked on his website, when I tried to find it yesterday, I could not find it.
Well, remember, when there goes out something online or in the news that they do not want, it can be scrubbed. And if he gets...
Exactly. And I was hoping somebody else heard it as well.
Yeah, if he gets pressure or something like that. But I will definitely look into it, because we can reverse engineer it, too. We can go to the congressional people who are saying they're disavowing it, and we can ask them what it was.
I hope so, because it was very interesting. And like I said, I cannot find it anywhere.
All right. We'll track it down, because there's always a Wayback Machine, too, on the Internet. So,
exactly.
Sam, thank you so much for calling in and giving me this. Boy, if I didn't have enough to do, now I've got that. I thank you very much. Hey, I want to get this out quickly, too, as we talk about what's going on. And that is today's poll question, brought to you by Nissan Carson City. And boy, do they have some great vehicles. But check out the all-new 2022 Frontier in stock right now at Nissan Carson City. For sponsoring today's poll question, I just had to have a little fun with this one today, because, well, I understood from a lot of people out at the festival, the Reclaim Nevada Festival yesterday, that they didn't know what Let's Go Brandon means. So that was today's poll question. Do you know what it means? Do you know why people are shouting it at concerts, at college football games everywhere, at just all kinds of venues, including the Reclaim Nevada Festival? Let's Go Brandon happened, and I'll explain it to you here, happened at the Talladega race not too long ago. And media outlet was speaking to the winner, and this chant was going on in the background. Well, the commentator from the news decided to add, oh, listen to that, Brandon. They're cheering for you. They're saying, let's go, Brandon, trying to cover up the F word, Joe Biden. F Joe Biden. It's a chant that is going on not only around this country, but it's going around the world now. F Joe Biden. Let's go, Brandon, is just a clean way of saying it. You know how instead of the F word, you say fudge or freaking? Yeah. So that's what it means for people who don't understand what Let's Go Brandon means. But I also like the version that JT just sent me. He has a sign in his backyard, big old face picture of Biden that says, Let's Go Brandon, FJB. All kinds of versions. Yeah, Friday's poll question, will you become more involved in the 2020 primary election? You're a godsend. 81% of those participating in the poll said yes. It's time to take this country back, this state back, this county. It's ours. It's we the people's. Love you. Have a great day. Mwah.